So first we'll start with the Lafayette Leopards. They have an overall record of 2-4-1 after last Saturday's 3-3 tie with the Collins of New Jersey Lions. Leopards got a two-goal performance from Adam Lukoski, with Kevin Berkeley notching Lafayette's other goal. Drew Singer also contributed with two assists, helping the Leopards gain a single point in the draw. Lafayette has a 1-3-1 record in the NACHA, and they are tied with the College of New Jersey Lions for third place in the Freedom Division. And as we may know, the top three of each division do go to the playoffs. So they're tied with College of New Jersey, and they do hold the tiebreaker after earlier defeating them this season. Penn right now has an overall record of 2-3-1 after losing in overtime to the Duke Blue Devils by a score of 2-1. That was back on October 10th. And that game was played down in North Carolina. Quakers right now, they sit in fifth place in the NACHA's Liberty Division with a 1-2 record. They trail Rowan by 2 points, and they trail Penn State by 3 points for that all-important final playoff spot. The last time these two teams met was back on October 3rd. That game was played at the Steel Ice Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, as the Leopards came away with a 5-2 victory. Leopards came out very strong with an early 2-0 lead on goals by Drew Singer and Frank Stagliano. But Penn roared back with 2 goals in a minute 5. Midway through that period, both scored by Sammy Lehrer and Pat McGowan to tie the game at 2 after the first period. But from there on out, it was all Lafayette, as Mike Farrington would notch the game winner at the 4:57 mark of the second period. John Lovanos and Frank Stagliano, his second of the game, would add insurance markers in the third period to seal the 5-2 Lafayette victory. Matt Benincasa would get the victory with 37 saves. Andrew Lane, in the losing effort, also with 37 saves. We'll announce the starting lineup real quick. First, for the Lafayette Leopards, they are considerably shorthanded today, as I believe they're only carrying 2 lines. I had a quick conversation with the head coach, and he was remarking about how he's just basically starting this program over from scratch. As you may know, last season they were NACHA provisional members, and this year, their first year back at full-time status, they are struggling, to say the least, but they are in the thick of things. They are in third place in the league, but they're a bit shorthanded today, and they are carrying mostly freshmen and sophomores, so in a few years, Lafayette could be a force in the NACHA and in the ACHA's Division II. But right now, they're just looking to get off the schneid here as they face the Penn Quakers here from Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia. Starting lineup for the Leopards on defense, number 12, Kevin Berkeley, and number 17, John Lovano. Playing left wing, number 10, Drew Singer. Playing right wing, number 7, Alex Musso. Playing center, number 14, and a leading goal scorer for the team, Frank Stagliano. He's got 7 goals this season to lead the Leopards. And in goal for Lafayette, number 34, Matt Benincasa, who has been solid in the games that we've featured him. But he has been overwhelmed at times as well, with suffering a tough loss to UMBC a couple weeks ago, and last week a 6-1 loss to Princeton. Starting lineup for the Penn Quakers on defense, number 2, Eric Tienaber, and number 5, Hal McKenzie. Playing left wing, number 19, Chris Chavetta. Playing right wing, number 15, Riley Cadmeyer. Playing center, leading goal scorer for the Quakers with 5 goals. That's Sammy Lehrer, number 11. And in goal for the Quakers, number 30, Andrew Lane. As he looks to improve on his record, a couple of hard luck losses down in Duke and at Georgetown 2 weeks ago. As we mentioned before, they lost 2-1 in overtime to the Blue Devils, and then the night before, losing 3-1 in a close one against the Georgetown Hoyas. So we're going to cut away for just a couple minutes as we get ready to clean up the pucks and get this one started here from the Class of 23 Arena. You're listening to Penn Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, live from the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia. You're listening to Penn Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com. Tonight, the Penn Quakers will be taking on the Lafayette Leopards. Just about to get this one underway. We just, before the break, gave you the starting lineups. Our referees for tonight's matchup. Referee is Mike McDevitt. The linesman, Brian Green, and Blaine Forkell. Lafayette will be going left to right in the road white with the maroon and black trim with the leopard print, leopard paw print on the chest. Penn will be going right to left in the home reds with the white and blue trim with Penn across the chest. And we're underway. Lafayette controls in their own zone. Jason Gallows Levino ships up to the ice over the stick of Sammy Lehrer. And back to receive is Gwynn. Gwynn throws it across, connects with Friedman. It slipped up ahead into center ice. Fast ahead just again. And here come the Quakers. Dumping it in is Hal McKenzie. It's shot around past the leg, and Lafayette able to come out 3-on-3. On the far side, it's Drew Singer. He dumps it in on goal, kicked away by Andrew Lane. Over to Steve Gwynn. Who controls and leaving the zone, passes ahead to Tagma. Tagma over the line. It's checked off, is still able to control and dump down. Getting there first is Saunders. He shoots around. Keeping in on the near side is McGowan. Hops over his stick. He has to chip it ahead with his foot. Thrown out in front by Tagmeyer, but it's intercepted. On the long home run pass, trying to pick a Stagliano, but nothing there. As both teams try to break out passes, but both times are intercepted. But kept in the leopard zone, but kicked forward, literally, by Levanis, who lost his stick at center ice. And now 2-on-1 for 10, come back the other way. Drive by Rosenfield, and a save off the chest. Doesn't know where it is. He's back behind the goal. Rosenfield with it on the far side. Back to the point, Canterbur. Great shot, blocked down, and covered up by the goaltender, Benincasa. Nice start by the Penn Quakers. After some feeling out, they've had about, let's say, about 30 seconds of pressure. So a nice start by the Quakers. We've got 18:34 left to go in this first period. And the faceoff will be deep in the leopard zone to the left of Matt Benincasa. I mean, take the faceoff with Pat McGowan. Tries to win it back, but it's back around for Saunders. Shoots around, and he connects with Alex Musso. Musso gains the line, gains the zone on the near side. Stops and dumps in off the stick of Gramza, who just dumps it all the way down. No icing called, and it's ruled that fifth quarter number four could have touched for Lafayette. That's behind the goal, Saunders. Gets the quarter. Quarter. Pat in a little trouble controlling. Thrown out in front off the leg of Kim, and it's the far board. That's Caggiano, the former goaltender. Stretching that's Berman. Giving up to Chevetta. Chevetta back behind the goal. Look at the throw down in front. It's loose. And diving out to cover was Matt Benincasa. Stopping play with 17:53 left to go in the first period. You have a couple of number changes for Penn. Wearing number 26 tonight is Sung Kim. Normally, he would wear number 27. Wearing number 27 tonight is Steve Caggiano. Normally, he'd wear number 13. And you could add to your lineup number 67, Dan O'Brien, for the Quakers. Coming out 3-on-2 is Lafayette. A nice play by Gwynn to knock it off the stick and control. Shot around by McKenzie. Lafayette able to pinch in and deep in. Dumped in deep by Berkeley. He does it again. Has trouble controlling it. Backhands it in deeper. Lafayette intercepts once again. That's him. Out the center right, connects with Caggiano. Caggiano has trouble controlling into the zone, but knocked off his stick by Mike Farrington. Off the center right, intercepted by Berman. That's up ahead, connects to Caggiano. Gains the line and dumps in. Chasing down the far side is Riley Tagmeyer. He gets sandwiched by a couple of Lafayette players, but still able to control. He's loose from the front, takes the shot, quick save, and goes into the corner. Levanos with it. Back behind the goal, trying to get around Caggiano. Intercepted by the pinching McKenzie. Around back behind the goal, Caggiano. to the corner. That's Sammy Lara. Take the shot. Kicked in front by Caggiano, and it goes into the corner. Caggiano with a nice hit on the near board by Musso. And Lafayette able to escape out the center line. Chipping out of there with Mike Farrington. It's intercepted. A possible break. Musso is in. Musso, backhander. What? Saved by Lane. Rebound goes up the side of the net. Lane comes out diving and makes a beautiful stop. And a break for Penn. Lehrer is in. Lehrer comes in. Backhand, forehand. Saved by Benicasa. Still loose. And the referee lost sight of it and blows his whistle, stopping play with 16:26 left to go in the first period. End-to-end action. Lehrer had a bit of a break, but a nice job getting back by John Lovanos. He had a bit of an angle, forcing Lehrer to just kind of bury his head and try to stuff it past Ben and Costa, but a nice save. With 16:26 to go in the first, still no score. Puck is down, kind of a mad scramble, loose in the slot. Finally cleared back to the point. Canterbury, he takes the shot and deflected away by Stagliano to the near board. Stagliano fires the clear and does pass the leg of Matzak. He had a spin right, intercepted by Sattler. Tries to dump it, goes off on face mask to Lehrer and into the zone. Lafayette controlling. Pass up ahead. Kept in at the line by Matzak, but only temporarily, as cheekily moving it forward with Alex Immel for Lafayette. Controlling his Matzak for the Quakers. Sends him ahead to Lehrer. Pats him. And off his stick, and possible two-on-one. And here comes Saunders on the far side. Tried to get it out in front. Nice shot by Sackler getting back. Fennel plays it back to the line, and out to center ice, hopping over the stick of Mike Farrington. He just dumps it in. And Sackler controls back behind his own goal. Tries the long home run pass for Pat McGowan. But that's snagged by Kevin Berkeley. Passes up ahead. Kicked forward by Lovanos. Nice little move. That's my effort to track it off his leg and deep into Penn zone. Chasing it down with Ken Sackler. Around the glass, back down by a glove, kept in at the line. Lafayette pinching in. Back to the point. Drive from the point goes just wide by Lovanos. On the far boards once again. Berkeley tries the shot. He gets forced down. Lafayette now with some pressure. Back to the line. Oh, unable to keep in as Berkeley has to control the center right. He chips it forward. As it is now intercepted, moving forward with it, and Stinger on the far side. And still a drop pass from Musso. He gets rubbed out, and here come the Quakers, two on two with speed. McGowan on the far side. McGowan, hooked from behind, goes down. Delayed penalty coming up against Lafayette. And touching up is Stagliano. And we're going to have a high stick call against Stagliano, I believe. And that stops play. 15 minutes left to go in the first period, and Lafayette will go on stretch, and Penn will go on the power play. As going into the box is Stagliano. So this will be the Quakers' first opportunity on the man advantage as they look to take the lead early in this game. Face off deep in the Leopard zone. McGowan will come in to take it against Musso. And we have a bit of a snafu here. As there is no penalty box, really, on the road side of the ice here. So he's got to kind of sit separately from everybody else. Just a little thing they forgot to do here, building this arena back in the late 60s, early 70s. Unlike most arenas, you have the... In most arenas, you'll have the benches on one side and the penalty box on the other side. But in this arena's case, you have the one bench on each side and one penalty box on each side. But they did not build a penalty box on the far side. So I believe they need to just make sure that the penalized player is segregated so they have a clear understanding on who's supposed to be in the quote-unquote penalty box. Referee sorts that out with Christian Mueller, the coach for Lafayette, and Penn wins the faceoff back to Flint McKenzie. Takes the shot, tips it in front, it's loose, and batted away finally, and Lafayette clears the center ice off the stick of the wind, and dumped down further by Jonathan Marchand. Behind the goal, Lane has it. Leaves it to McKenzie, passes ahead to Gwynn. Gwynn tips it up, And it's intercepted by Marchand. He comes in short-handed, two-on-two. Trying to throw it across from Musso. He gets forced down, passes behind him. And here comes Lehrer with it. He's it for Tagmeier. Coming in two-on-two on the power play. Lehrer fakes the shot, goes into the corner. Throw down in front, off a leg. And where is it? Back behind the goal. Tries to get it out in front. It's kept in by Gwynn. Over to McGowan. McGowan in the corner, back behind the goal for Lehrer. Comes out in front. Has to move in the face-off circle. He just takes his time. Lehrer comes out, fires, deflected, and goes over the goaltender's head and wide. And trying to clear out was Marchand, but didn't get anything on it. Kept it at the line. Throw it across for Lehrer. Controls. Back to McKenzie. Take the shot. Block. Tries again. Goes just wide. Lehrer chases down the near board. Kent still on the power play for the next 50 seconds. Lehrer with it. Throwing all the way across. Tagmeier. That's the control. Shot saved by Benincasa. The bouncing clock. And he elected to control instead of trying the one-timer. And that gave Benincasa time to come across. Tagmeier back behind the goal. Tries to stuff it. No chance there. And deflected out of play. And a nice hit by Saunders on Tagmeier, forcing him to try to lift it out of play. I believe it was straight out. Let's see where the face-off is. Play is stopped with 36 seconds remaining in the Penn power play. 13:35 to go. In the first period, faceoff is deep in the Lafayette zone, so it must have went off the defender's leg or stick. As Ross Fennell will take the faceoff against Drew Stinger. One by Lafayette. Nice job keeping it. No, it's off the body of Sapler, and he just dumps it right back in. Getting it deep is Berkeley. Angles off the fourth off the stick of Sapler, and all the way back into the Quaker zone. Lane leaves it for Sapler. 18 seconds remaining on the Penn power play. Still no score between the Quakers and the Lafayette Leopards. As a long pass up ahead to net. Nice little move. Leaves the line and dumps it on goal. Actually, just a bit wide. The goaltender will let it go. Lafayette tries to clear on off the stick of Levanos. He tips up ahead for Singer. Long pass up ahead. Tried to connect with the man leaving the box. That was Stagliano, but it was all the way on goal. Andrew Main forced the cover. So there goes the power play. Penn now 0-for-1 on the man advantage. As the faceoff will be deep in the Penn zone. And the Quakers make a late change. They win the faceoff. Singer tries a shot, but his stick was held up. On the far side, Musso. He spins around, tries to get up ahead for Stagliano, but cutting him off was Canberra. Canberra holds it against the board, but he kicks it right onto the stick of Musso. Musso around, tries to get it in the slot, but cleared away by Kim. Not out, though. Getting it deep is Stagliano in the corner, throwing out in front of the slot. Oh, unable to grab it with Stinger. Goes back to the point, drive, and it's knocked down by Caggiano. He comes out 2-on-1. Caggiano on the far side with Kim. Caggiano in front of Kim, knocked away by the defense, but it's back to Berman. Backhander, save, rebound, loose in front, and cleared away back to the line, and hopping over the stick to center ice of Kevin Gramsu, who could not quite keep in. Gramsu controls, gives it out. Berkeley, pass up ahead, off a leg. Marchand into the zone, wrist shot blocked away by Lane. McKenzie, long pass for Kim. Dumped into the zone off the stick of Porter. Kim chasing down deep in the corner. Throw it out in front, deflected, and it goes just wide. In front was Berman. Berman has to take the shot. Saved by Benincasa. Around on the far side is Levanos. Levanos has a little bit of room, passes up ahead, unable to keep in. And Levanos has it again, over skate. And here come the Quakers. They did not realize they could have had a break as Berman just turned and fired it. And they complete the change. Get up the Tagmeier. Tagmeier takes the shot. Come. Saved by Benincasa. And he holds on. Stopping play with 11:30 left to go in the first period. So far, only a couple of recorded shots on goal for Penn. None for Lafayette. And I'm not sure if that's correct, but if it is, a lot of shots are missing. Kicked on goal. Just missed by Lehrer. And if the shot came from the point, Lehrer in the corner. Since around looking for McKenzie. He overskates and Marchand comes out with it. Pickpocketed by McKenzie. So coming to knock off his stick was Farrington. He gives it up at the line. And dumping it all the way down was McKenzie. Past the stick of Lehrer. So no icing. Quick quarter control for Lafayette. Nice. Get past it ahead to Farrington. Farrington gains the line and dumps in as the Leopards come up for a change. McKenzie shoots around off a leg. Goes back to the point. Singer. Singer gets tied up, and Tagmeier is able to come out with it. looking for Lehrer, but he overskates. And nice hit of the line by Penn, and they come back the other way once again. Lehrer overskates. He's forced to kick it in with the skate, and it comes right back out to center ice. Chiavetta with it. Chiavetta up ahead for Lehrer. He just dumps into the zone. Not very far, so Musso can turn. Up ahead to Berkeley. He gets hit. And coming into it is Singer. Singer dumps into the corner. Chases it down. Getting there first, though, is Matzak. Matzak back behind the goal. He gives it up. In the corner once again. Finally coming up to Sackler. Directing at Sienever as he hauled down Stagliano. Leopard still control. Back behind the goal is Musso. Musso with it. Bogdanovich in front. Knocked away. No control is called, though. Singer has it. Back to the point. Berkeley. Dumps it a little deeper. Off of Singer. And Penn finally touches up. The tripping call going to be made against the Quakers with 9:58 left to go in this first period. Lafayette will go on their first power play. 10-0-1. This is the first opportunity for the Leopards. And going in the box is Eric Sienever. So the faceoff will be deep in the Penn Quaker zone. To the left of Andrew Lane. Coming in to take a faceoff is Michael Farrington. He's going to take on Chiavetta, a couple of number 19s. Hits up one right on goal. Lane covers up. Quick whistle. As only 2 seconds came off the clock. 1:58 left in the Lafayette man advantage. Face off in the same spot. Same two combatants. It's down. Find a kick at it. And finally kicking it loose was Farrington, but it's dumped all the way down by Berman. Berman chasing it down, but getting there first is Levanos. Levanos back behind the goal. He leaves it for Berkeley. 1:43 left to go on the power play. Knocked away. Berman has it in the far corner. He gets checked hard by Farrington. Coming in to help out is Berkeley as he kicks it up ahead for Marshall. Goes backwards for some reason, and Berman knocks it off stick. Back behind the goal, Berkeley once again. Having trouble leaving their own zone, Berkeley with it. 1:25 remaining on their man advantage. Up ahead for Fitzpatrick. He just chips into the zone. Sackler gets there first. He gets decked on the board. And Penn able to control back behind the goal. That's Kevin Gramza. Pins back behind his own net. Across for Sackler. Sackler turns and fires it all the way down. 1:05 left to go on the Lafayette power play. Benacosta leaves it for Levanos. Still no score between Lafayette and Penn. As Levanos had that trouble controlling, knocked off his stick, and able to get it out to center ice on a last-ditch effort. Musso with it on the far side to Lafayette. Tries to get around. The nice hit by McKenzie. But getting there first was Stagliano. Back behind the goal. He gets stripped down. Nothing called. Around for Singer. Singer having trouble controlling. Into body Moran was Gwynn, but Singer comes out with it. Singer had some room. Backhander. Knocked off his stick, and Lehrer able to chip it all the way down. Made a nice move into the faceoff circle, but found himself on the backhand. Tried a shot, but it was very weak. And Penn were able to clear it, no problem. Back behind their own goal. Having a little trouble controlling it is Chris Porter. 15 seconds remaining on the power play. Porter up ahead for Musso. Musso coming out slowly, gains the line. Tries to kick into the zone, knocked down by McKenzie. McKenzie tries to clear it out, but it's kicked in at the line by Porter, and it was right on goal. Lane covers up, stopping play. With 7:57 left to go in this first period, power play is over, so both Lafayette and Penn now 0-1 on the man advantage. Face-off will be to the left of Andrew Lane. Coming to take the face-off is Farrington up against McGowan. Puck is down, moved forward by McGowan. Off a stick, though, turning and firing it with Marchand, and that goes harmlessly wide. Getting that first in the corner. Trying to find out in front was Farrington, but McGowan has it and slows things down back behind his own goal. Comes out the far side of the head for Chiavetta. Off his skate. Unable to keep in was Immel, but he dumps it in anyway, and Penn able to come out to clear. Nice play by Immel, slowing things down at center ice, and Penn just dumps into the Lafayette zone. Chasing down to Saunders back behind the goal. Shoots around looking to connect with Immel. Pass to him, Sienever keeps in. Dumps in deep off the leg of Rosenfield. He tries to kick it further. Chiavetta throws it out in front, but no one was there except for Lafayette. It's something a little further. Now back behind the goal. Saunders there. Angles it around. Marchand gets it from behind there as he's unable to control and chipped out to the line and out to center ice. Comes right back in by Matzek. Saunders tries to come out with it. over to Porter. Porter, long pass, and he's able to connect with Marchand off the board. Marchand makes a move to line, comes in two on two, still controls, dumps into the corner. And then versus Stagliano. Stagliano trying to get it out in front, looking for Marchand, but it hops off a stick as Chiavetta has it. Chiavetta off the stick of McGowan. McGowan gets high stick, but nothing called there as Chiavetta has it. Chiavetta gains the line and dumps into the Lafayette zone. 6:35 left to go in this first period. Still no score from the Class of 23 arena in Philadelphia as Lafayette comes out with it. Almost given up in front to Caggiano, but he couldn't control and he's forced to dump it in deep. Aloise with a nice forecheck. Coming in, Zerman tries the shot. Save, rebound, thrown out in front off the back of the net, but unable to get it with Aloise. Trying to keep it at the line, and they do temporarily as Ramsey with a nice play, but he couldn't keep it in, and they touch for the offside. 6:10 left to go in the first period. Faceoff will be just outside of the Lafayette zone on the far side of the ring. A great vantage point here at the Class of 23 arena. About, I'd say, 15 rows up at center ice. And Lafayette controls 2-on-1. Back to cross, it's now a break. Singer's in. Takes the shot, goes high off the glass. He's looking to loop it. And for his trouble, he got decked behind the goal. Singer leaves it in the slot. Tip just wide. Cutting in with Stagliano. Stagliano tries to get a deep, but touched up by Stapler as they have a penalty call. It's going to be interference against the Quakers. So Lafayette will go on their second power play. They're 0 for 1. As the faceoff will be deep in Quaker territory. So Lafayette with a nice opportunity late in this first period to get on the board and take a 1-0 lead. But still no score as Lafayette controls. Dumps it deep for Singer, correction for Stagliano. He gets forced down, but it goes back to the point perfectly. The near boards for Musso. Musso into the slot. Musso takes the shot, save. Rebound, covered up. No, it goes loose. And finally, the whistle blows. I guess he lost sight of it as the puck was a good 10 feet away from lane. And I don't understand how he lost sight of that, but he did. So we've got 1:51 left to go on the Lafayette power play. 5:43 left to go. In the first period, chip forward. At least they try to chip it forward. Nice play by Sam Lehrer. He would dump it down. And Ben and Kafe has to come out with it. Under some pressure, chips it forward to Stagliano. Stagliano. Nice forecheck by Berman. Stagliano waits him out and moves forward. Stagliano still with it at the center line. Stagliano passes up ahead to Musso. Musso has some room at the slot. Back to the point, Lovano. Drives, deflected off the glass. Nice play by Berman to get in front of that one. The diving out was Lane to cover things up. As it went off the glass, kind of bounced around, and Lane said, forget it, I'm just diving on this one. And he stops play. 1:19 left to go in the first period. Correction, 1:19 left to go in the Lafayette power play. 5:11 left to go in the first period. It's up to the right of Lane. One by Penn and shot all the way down by Kevin Gramzell. Kevin Costa leaves it back behind the goal for Porter. Chiavetta, strong forecheck. And it's passed up ahead, connects with Farrington. Knocked off his stick, but Saunders able to back him up. Saunders coming in with speed on the far side into the Penn zone. Saunders with it. Knocked off his stick, still in the control between his legs. Over to Marchand. Marchand back to the point. Farrington, nice little spin move. Up to Marchand. Marchand into the faceoff circle. Back to the point for Porter. Porter rips it on goal, and it's covered up by Lane. It's a weak little wrist shot. Bounced on goal from the stick of Chris Porter. And an easy cover-up by the goaltender, Andrew Lane. 44 seconds remaining in the Lafayette power play. 4:36 left to go in the first period. Still no score between the Penn Quakers and the Lafayette Leopards. It's off one by Penn, and then pitchfork out of play by Yennefer. In the NHL, that's a penalty, but not in the non-varsity college ranks. And we've got 38 seconds now remaining in the Lafayette power play. 4:30 left to go in the first period. They slip down, one back to the point. Saunders with it for Lafayette. Gets it right back from Musso. Saunders across. Finds the shot off a leg as Lovanos had a nice good shot there, but off the leg of Berman. Berman really stepping up defensively. That's three or four blocks on him. Berman once again turns and fires all the way down. Benin Costa comes out into the corner and he leaves it for Saunders. Back up ahead for Stagliano. Over to Musso. Alex Musso with it at the center line. Into the zone on the near side. Musso stops, waits, throws it across and connects with Lovanos. Turns and fires. It goes to slide. Rebound is kicked on goal. And diving out was Lane stopping play. As Stinger, it may have gone off his skate or he may have kicked it on goal. It just missed. I'm not sure if that would have counted. Either way, it was no goal. It was a nice play by Lane. Very alert. As Lafayette's power play is over there, 0-2. But the faceoff still deep in Penn's territory. At the line, Porter. Knocked down by Larry. Comes out with speed. Larry with it. Dropping his stick, or losing his stick, rather, with Tagmeyer. So there went 2-on-1. Larry just doubled back to maintain control. Up ahead, Stapler. Stapler dumped into the zone. Benin Costa back behind the goal. He leaves it for Perkins. Around to Fitzpatrick. Has a little bit of room. Intercepted at the line, though. Penn coming in with it. Tried to throw it out in front. Nothing going on there. As kept in once again. Throwing out in front for Lehrer. Off his stick. He tried to control. Over to Tagmeyer. He shoots. It goes just wide. He was looking to go top corner. Porter. Penalty coming up on the Quakers. Kept in at the line, and it's touched up. As reaching in, there was a hook call. As Merrick Friedman reached in. So Lafayette will go on their third power play. They are 0-2. And it looked like he tried to lift the stick from behind, but he caught Jersey. So the faceoff will go all the way back into the Penn zone. And Penn controls back behind their own goal. That's Hal McKenzie. McKenzie turns and fires it all the way down. 3 minutes left to go in the first period. 1:53 remaining in the Lafayette power play. Is back behind the goal. Kevin Berkley. Under some pressure, he's able to get it up ahead for Musso. Musso around Berman. With speed, 3-on-2 on the far side. Musso with it. Musso gets it out in front. Kicked on goal. Save and covered up by Lane. Has a nice job getting it out in front to Musso. He tipped it right on goal, sticking the left leg out. Was Lane and making a nice save and able to cover things up. 1:40 left to go in the Lafayette power play. 2:44 to go in the first period. Still no score. As Penn controls the faceoff, McKenzie back behind the goal. McKenzie under some pressure, shoots it way out of play. As pressuring on this Bruce Singer. Singer may have deflected it as it looked like McKenzie was trying to clear it around the boards. Either way, the clock has stopped. 1:34 left to go. In the Lafayette power play, 2:38 to go in the first period. Faceoff will be just outside of the Penn zone. And the chip forward by Pat McGowan. He chases it down. Who's going to get there first? Ah, he got a goal! What a goal! McGowan didn't give up on the play. Benin Costa did not come out. At the last second, he dove and chipped it past Benin Costa. And a short-handed goal. Wow. As Penn takes a 1-0 lead with 2:31 left to go in the first period. McGowan's third of the season. A grinding effort kind of goal by Pat McGowan. As it was chipped forward, he chased it down himself. For some reason, Benin Costa didn't come out. And he, wow. And McGowan beat Saunders to the puck. And chips it past him. Chipped out in front once again as Lehrer gets there first. As Penn got their wheels working. But unable to knock it home. Chivetta with a nice forecheck. Chivetta able to control. Trying to chip it back to the point for Lehrer. But couldn't control. It's basically 3-on-1 on the far side. Finally coming out with it is Steven Saunders. Around past Porter. He catches up with it. And finally cleared out by Saunders. Knocked off stick by McKenzie. Kennedy with a nice fight, getting in the way twice. Chavetta tries to move it forward, but dumped in deep by Farrington. Farrington in the corner. He gets decked by Gwynn. Still able to control. Chavetta able to move it out. At the line, gets in. To Patrick. Up ahead for Saunders. Knocked off his stick, he chases down. Jumps in deep. And around. McKenzie with it. He turns and fires. Saunders keeps in the corner for Patrick. Hops off his stick. Gwynn with it. Gwynn pitches it against the board. He gets hit by a couple of Lafayette players. 20 seconds remaining in the power play, but Gwynn comes out with it. Wow. A real great effort by the Penn Quakers. It's shot all the way down. Lehrer comes out with it. He takes the shot. Saved by Benincasa. Keeping up at the line. Fennell. Over to McKenzie. Takes the shot. Saved. Oh, wow. That was Lehrer getting the shot off. But a nice save by Benincasa, feeling out his defense. As Penn has a couple of steps on the Lafayette Leopards right now. Foul play is over. 1 minute remaining in the first period. Raggedy play at center ice. Controlling finally is Stagnano. He gets tripped up. Finally able to tip it forward. Collision at center ice, but Singer able to move forward. He gets cut off by Berman. Nice shot by Singer, diving down and knock it away. Friedman on the far side. Back behind the goal. He leaves it for Berman. Berman runs right into a buzzsaw, and here comes Lafayette with it. Into the slot, trying to get a backhander off of Musso. And it dumps out to center ice by Friedman. Musso jumps in. 25 seconds remaining in the period. Grabbing in his mat sack. Pass for Berman. Off his leg, and Lafayette comes the other way, one on two. Fitzpatrick off his stick. He's able to drop it for Marchand. Marchand on the backhand. Boom, across the crease. Fatal with it. He's back behind the goal and shoots around, connects with Friedman. Friedman in the corner, just looking to kill the rest of the period. 5 seconds remaining. And he's able to do so. And that'll do it for the first period. Lafayette now 0 for 3 on the power play. But most importantly, the Penn Quakers on a shorthanded goal by Pat McGowan lead this one 1-0 after one period. We'll be back in a few minutes with the out-of-town scoreboard and a first-period recap. You're listening to Penn Quakers Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Again, live from Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia. After one period, the Penn Quakers won, Lafayette Leopards no score. Zamboni has just finished doing its thing, so we'll do a quick recap before we get started with the second period. Only one goal to report. It was scored shorthanded by number 8, Pat McGowan, his third of the season. And it was unassisted at the 2:31 mark. I think that's 2:31 left in the period, that is. And it was a simple dump out by McGowan. He dumped it out into the Lafayette zone right in front, I'd say about 10 feet in front of the Lafayette ball. Benincasa didn't come out. And chasing it down was Saunders. I guess he assumed that Saunders was going to get there first, but McGowan did not give up on the play. And at the last second, dove and chipped it past Benincasa for the 1-0 Penn lead. And that's where we stand at the end of one period. Shots on goal for the first period. Lafayette with 2 shots, Penn 5. And there were a lot of missed shots, a lot of shots that went wide, probably about the same ratio. So Penn definitely controlling play. They had the legs at the end of the period. And I said earlier, Lafayette is a little shorthanded roster-wise. They're probably only carrying a little more than 2 lines worth of players. So that's going to catch up with them as Penn is carrying a full complement. Man advantage at the end of one period. Lafayette 0 for 3. They gave up a shorty. And Penn 0 for 1 thus far. Out-of-town scoreboard. Nothing to report in the ACHA. So we'll go right to the NHL. Only one game underway as the Florida Panthers lead the Pittsburgh Penguins 1-0. That's in the first period. Coming up later tonight, Minnesota visits St. Louis, while Carolina visits Colorado. We'll remind you of our upcoming schedule, and it's a pretty busy one for the rest of the weekend, as tomorrow we'll have a doubleheader here from Class of 23 Arena in Philly. As at 1:15, we'll have the Penn Quakers as they take on the New York University Violets. Once again, we're scheduled to go on the air at 1:15 for that one. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Drexel Dragons as they host the Penn State Nittany Lions Division I team. Once again, that's at 7 o'clock, both of those games here at the Class of 23 Arena. Then on Sunday, we move over to the suburbs. We go to Haverford, to the Skadium in Haverford, Pennsylvania, for our MACHA Game of the Week as the St. Joseph's Hawks, they'll host the Penn State Nittany Lions Division II club. And that is our schedule for this weekend. For the rest of our schedule, you can just click on schedule on the website. And for any updates, as we do not have our MACHA Game of the Week decided for next week, so for any of those updates, you can go on to Facebook.com and search IYM Sports Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/IYM Sports Radio. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything else, you just want to say hello, feel free to shoot us an email. Our email address is info@IYMSportsRadio.com. Once again, that's info@IYMSportsRadio.com. As both teams have come out to the ice, there's no need to cut away for a break. We will switch sides as Lafayette will now go right to left while Penn goes left to right. Last minute instructions being given to the face-off combatants. No carryover penalties or power plays. Looks like there's no change in goaltenders. And let's see who comes in to take the face-off. It's going to be Sammy Lehrer to take the face-off against Frank Stagliano. One back, final lever. McKenzie controls, angles up ahead. He'll go all the way down. No icing call. Hitting there first is Larry. He gets decked from behind by Berkeley. And able to get it over to Tagmeyer. Tagmeyer back to the point. McKenzie dips it forward off the leg of Levanos. And at the center ice, coming out with Levanos. Two on one for Lafayette. Levanos comes up. Wrist shot. Bad save by the goaltender there, Lane. Pass back behind the goal, trying to get out in front. Chips on goal. Saved by Lane. Holds the post. Nice job coming out in front by Stagliano, but Lane holds the post. That's behind the goal. Shot around by McKenzie, trying to connect with Tagmeyer. Tagmeyer spins, tries to knock it out of the zone for 2-on-1. Instead, it's shot on goal, and it's knocked away as Singer took the shot from the point. McKenzie up ahead for Tagmeyer. Tagmeyer gains the line, tries to get to Lehrer. Lehrer's in the zone 1-on-1. Lehrer shoots, goes just wide, tried to go short side. Singer with a nice little move. Pass up ahead for Berkeley. Intercepted at the line. Oh, unable to keep in was Tagmeyer. When he comes in, a free clear for Lafayette. Pass up ahead, Pat Musso. Jumped ahead by Schanneberg. Tagmeyer coming up with it. He beams the line and jumps in as the Quakers complete their change. Chivetta comes in. He gets hit hard by Berkeley. But he's able to leave it. Thrown out in front. It's off a leg and cleared away by Porter. Chivetta back behind the goal. Connect with McGowan. McGowan in the corner. He gets stood up by Berkeley. Able to get it back behind the goal. Rosenfield thrown out in front. Jack save! And covering up was Benincasa. As it was thrown out in front of McGowan, he one time tried to go five hole. But Benincasa able to make the save. 18-23 left to go in the second period. And face off won by Lafayette. Porter controls back behind the goal. Shoots it around past McGowan and ahead for Saunders. Saunders with it, 3-on-2. Saunders with it, into the zone. Falls down, tries to tip it out in the club, but no one was there. And Canterbury able to clear out the center ice. Porter off the stick. McGowan comes forward with it with speed. McGowan on the near side. McGowan, wrist shot blocked away as Marchand got a stick on it. Rosenfield sticks it forward for McGowan. McGowan back behind the goal. Thrown out in front off a stick. And unable to control was Saffler. Sienneberg at center ice over to Saffler. Gains the line, keeps on goal. Benincasa grabs with the breadbasket and he holds on as Berman was coming in strong. So wise move by Benincasa holding on, stopping play. 18-23 left to go in the second period as face off deep in the Lafayette zone. Face off down and won by Lafayette coming up with it is Romanos. Levanos tries to squeeze past Canterbury, gets ridden down, penalty coming up, as Lovano still has it. Take the shot. Save. Rebound is knocked away by Sapler. No control is called. So back behind the goal, and in the corner is Musso. Back to the point. Up ahead to Musso once again. Musso in the corner. Makes a move. Gets bodied off by Tienneberg. And finally touching up are the Penn Quakers. And a hold is going to be called on Sapler. As it looked like it was a legal check at first, but then he just pinned him against the boards a little too long. So Ken Sapler will go into the box for the hold. Lafayette will go on their fourth power play. They are 0-3 thus far. And a nice conversation in between periods with Ken Sapler Sr. So if he's listening to this game on archive, little shout out to him, who's only sitting about four rows in front of me. Lafayette wins the faceoff back to the point. Lovanos with it. Lovanos across to Berkeley. Berkeley off his kick. Lehrer knocks it away and dumps it deep. It will go right on goal. Benincasa. He leaves it. Lehrer is pitching in. And so Chiavetta hops up a pull-tail stick. And Lafayette will come out with it. Musso on the near side coming in 2-on-2. Musso. Little back move on the backhand. Backhander. Nice save. Rebound is covered up by Lane. As somehow Lovanos made a couple of nice moves to get in front of the goal. Got a shot off, but Lane was there. Singer was on the doorstep as well, but Lane able to cover it up, stopping play with a minute 36 left to go in the Lafayette power play. 17:35 to go in the second period as the Penn Quakers have a 1-0 lead. It's up one by Penn. That's Lynn back on the goal. He gets stood up by Farrington, still trying to control back behind the goal. Farrington tries to cut him off. Coming in to help out as well is Fitzpatrick, but Penn's still able to control it. Pass up ahead to Lair off his body. It could have turned into a 2-on-1. Instead, Saunders angles up ahead. Connects for Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick in the zone. Runs into his own man. Chiavetta able to grab it. Chiavetta tries to clear it out off a leg. And finally clearing it down was Stephen Gwynn. 1:02 left to go in the Lafayette power play. Nice hit at center ice by Furman, but here comes Lafayette with it. Drop pass for Musso. Musso, nice move. He's on his backhand, though. Musso controls him the far side. Musso takes the shot, goes just wide. He's looking to the short side. In the corner, Farrington. Back behind for Musso. He has to chase it down in the corner. Musso has some room. Musso with it. Back to the point for Singer. Across for Saunders. Back to Singer. On the half-board into the corner for Musso. Tries to clear it back to the point. Goes to Saunders. Take the shot. Sticks away. And out of play by Lane. As he was looking to get Singer, but it was deflected. Bouncing puck right onto the stick of Saunders. And he just one-timed it on goal. A nice stick save by Lane, knocking it out of play into the protective netting. 21 seconds remaining on the Lafayette power play. 16:21 to go in the second period. They saw deep in the Penn zone. One by the Quakers, and Tienneberg keeps that behind his own goal. Tries to tip it forward. It goes off a leg. Goes out in front and covering up his lane as Singer got in the way and deflected right on goal. Lane able to come out and cover it up, stopping play with 15 seconds remaining in the Lafayette power play. Face off to the right of Lane. Stagliano will pick the face off against McGowan. Over to Tienneberg. Tienneberg reverses field and kept into the line. Lovanos with it. Off his skate, has to chase it down. 5 seconds remaining on the foul play. Into the corner for Singer. Singer with it. Back to the point. Singer gets it back. Foul play's over. Musso over to Singer. Off his stick. Rosenfield comes right out of the box. And he'll dump it out. Makes a nice little move. Tries to make a 2-on-1 out of it. A nice defensive play over to McGowan. Takes the shot, and it's covered up by Benincasa. Has a nice defensive play by Singer, but it ended up right on the stick of McGowan. He just spun around and fired it. But Benincasa was alert to it and able to cover things up. Lafayette now 0-4 on the power play. His 10-minute late change. Face off will be deep in the Lafayette zone. Hops up in the air and something on goal. Oh, Reese tried to get a piece of it. Cleared back to the line. Find the shot with Grams. It goes off a leg. Porter shoots around. He connects with Marchand. Marchand gets deck hard. Hedo turns it and couldn't get it on goal. Nice pinch in by Sapler. And coming out with it was Fennell. He just turned and fired it. And he just missed. At the plus, intercepted by Alois. Knocked off his stick. Moving forward with it was Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick on the near side. Gets bottomed off by Fennell. Controlling his march on in the front. Takes the shot, goes high off the glass. Fitzpatrick in the corner. Thrown out in front of the slot. Backhander goes through the crease. Nice play by Farrington, but couldn't get much on it. And kicked out the center right. Alois can't control. Saunders angles across the Porter. Pinching in with Fennell. Coming in now, that was Mike Farrington. Farrington with it for the Leopard. Across to Bruce Singer. Makes the move. Intercepted by Lehrer. Lehrer coming out. He can turn this into a break if he hurries. Lehrer is in. Backhander. Save. And covering up was Benincasa. He kind of dragged the puck behind him and tried to lift it past Benincasa. But he couldn't quite get it high enough. And it's a nice glove save there by the Leopards. Netminder. Stopping play with 14:37 left to go in the second period. Lehrer will take the faceoff for the Quakers. One back right on goal, and Benincasa covers up. Not taking any chances there. 14:36 left to go in the second period. Face off 1-10. Tagmeyer tried to tip it forward, but it was intercepted. Picking the line by Gwynn. Knocked down by the glove of Singer. 2-on-2 scrum on the near side. Trying to come out with it was Singer, but unable to do so. Gwynn with it. Chips up ahead off the leg of Lehrer and back behind the goal. Kicked forward for Singer. Singer has trouble on the board. Nice little chip move. 3-on-1 for Lafayette. Moving forward is Levanos. Levanos fires! Score! Levanos moved into the faceoff dot and fired it past Andrew Lane. And Lafayette ties this one up at 1 with 14:10 left to go in the second period. An absolute rocket from John Levanos, his second of the season, ties things up at 1 with 14:10 remaining in the second period. Not exactly your prototypical 3-on-1, but he saw an opportunity and was able to fire it past the goaltender. Face off 1 by the Quakers. Intercepted though. Coming into the zone is Farrington. Going wide. Throw it out in front. He was looking for Marchand. Goes past him. Chiavetta has to chase down for the Quakers. Up ahead for Tienaber. Eric Tienaber for the Quakers. Nice little move. Slow controls. Gains the line and dumps it around. Getting there first is Rosenfield. He gets canceled out by Porter. They dig at it. It's kicked out. Looking for it was Chiavetta. He tries to shoot. He gets knocked down. Penalty coming up. And it's touched up by Fitzpatrick. Tripping call coming up against Lafayette. So Penn will go on their second power play. They're 0-for-1 as they look to retake the lead after Lafayette scored less than a minute ago. If he goes into the box, it's kind of tough to tell on the far side. It's going to be Russ Fitzpatrick. As the faceoff will be deep in the Lafayette zone. It'll be to the right of Benincasa. McGowan will come in and take it. He'll face off against Stagliano. False start. As we have some confusion. Again, a little confusion as to what the penalty box is. The referee just making sure that the offending player, making sure the offending player is segregated, so we know exactly who's in the penalty box. Face-off's 1-10. Wrist shot from the point by Gwynn, blocked away into the corner. Lehrer gets there first. Angles it back to the point for Gwynn. Gwynn with it across for McKenzie. Has to control off the board. Up to Tagmeyer on the near boards. In the corner, McGowan. Tagmeyer thrown out in front and save. Rebound. Backhander goes just wide up the stick of Gwynn and is fired all the way down by Stagliano. He got decked for his trouble. And they're calling it a boarding call against Lehrer. He was very aggressive. May have been a bit of a late call, but the referee's calling it a boarding. So there goes the power play. Penn now 0-2. We'll play 4-on-4 for the next minute 31. So there'll be plenty of ice out there for the team to get some speed up. Faceoff will be deep in the Penn zone to left lane. Singer will take the faceoff for Lafayette, and he wins it back to Levano. Levano across for Berkeley. Spins and dumps it deep as he was under some hard pressure. Trying to clear it out was Matzak. Has trouble controlling. In the case of Singer, able to get it back to the point of Berkeley. Berkeley comes out, fires, gloved down easily by Lane, and he holds on as on the doorstep was Singer. Well, nice play by Lane to hold on to that puck. Stopping play with 12:50 left to go in the second period. 1:13 remaining on the 4-on-4 situation before Lafayette goes on the power play. It'll be a 30-second power play, barring any other goals or penalties. And just some confusion, who's going to take the faceoff for Lafayette? It's Alex Musso. But it's won by Penn anyway, as Gramza able to tip it out the center line. Levanoff controls and dumps in. And that's going to be icing, as he was on the long side of the red line on that dump in. So clock is stopped with 12:42 left to go in the second period. 1:05 remaining in the 4-on-4. As faceoff is deep in the Leopard zone, McGowan will take the faceoff against Stagliano. It's won by... Oh, a nice shot, a better save by Benincasa, as getting tackled on the play was McGowan. So penalty being called against Lafayette. Looks like it's going to be Stagliano. So it's on the faceoff. They're calling it a hook against Stagliano. So Penn will go right back on the power play. A 4-on-3 power play for the next 59 seconds. So this will be Penn's third power play. They are 0-for-2 thus far. So describe that play once again. The puck went down on the faceoff. McGowan and Stagliano jostled for it. A nice spin move by McGowan to get a shot off. But hooking him down in the process was Stagliano. And that's why the 2 minutes are up on the board. And Penn, the 5-on-3 power play. Controlling is Saunders, and he clears out the center ice off the leg of Gramza. Gramza escapes back with it. At center ice to Chiavetta. Chiavetta coming in on the far side. Dumps it in around. Porter will get there first, and Fainel will chase him down. Porter has trouble clearing. Chiavetta chip out in front. Porter knocks it away, and it's angled out to center ice by Musso. Gramza in his own zone. 4-on-3 power play for the Quakers for the next 30 seconds. Gains the line and dumps in as it was deflected by Singer. Back behind the goal, Porter. Porter kicks around Fainel. Gets it himself. He gets hooked by Fainel and pinned against the boards. Getting it first to Chiavetta. Chiavetta gives it up to Singer, pinching in with McKenzie. So Fainel on the far side. 13 seconds remaining on the power play. Nice pass to Chiavetta. Chiavetta back behind the goal. In the corner. Throw it out in front. Goes all the way through. But nobody was there. Taking the shot, kick save, and cleared all the way down as he plays 4-on-4 for the 27 seconds. Long pass up ahead, connect with Chiavetta. Chiavetta, leaves it for Fennell. Nice drop pass from McKenzie. Into the zone. Backhander, score! Al McKenzie on the 4-on-4 opportunity as the Quakers kick the lead. It's 2-1 on Hal McKenzie's second goal of the season. So with 11:26, Penn takes a 2-1 lead. It looked like a bit of a broken play, but a nice drop pass right under the stick of McKenzie. And he was able to roof it short side past Benincasa. And looks like we have a bit of a snafu here with the scores table. They took the Lafayette penalty down. That was put right back up. So we'll play 4-on-4 for the 18 seconds. And then Penn will go right back on the power play. And they lead this one 2-1. Chipped in by Tagmeyer. Gets it at the line by McGowan. McGowan controls. Takes the shot and is blocked away by Lomano. McGowan gets the first. Turns and throws it through the trees. chip away by Farrington. Farrington, nice pass across, connected Musso. Musso into the zone by himself, and shorthanded now. Musso tries a little drag move, gets it right back as he was knocked off the stick. Shot from the point, kicked away. As Singer takes a long, strong shot. And controlling that center ice, McGowan gains the line and dumps in. 13 seconds remaining on the foul play. They're fourth. Getting their first was Lehrer. Taken away by Lamau, sticks it right back. Tried to clear it back to the point was Lehrer, but able to control is Musso. 2-on-2 and shorthanded. Now even strength. Knocked off a stick. Musso in his legs, but Stapler knocks it off him. Stapler absorbs a hard hit, still able to control. So power play's over. 10 now, 0 for 4. Angles up ahead for Lehrer. And all the way down, though, I should call this Lehrer was losing the tippet. And Lafayette able to control. Musso with it. Pass over ahead to Berkeley. Berkeley knocked away from him. A hard hit, and the lineman goes down as well. And this tipped out the center ice. Trying to control with Sung Kim, but he couldn't knock it down. Here comes Lafayette into the zone. Squeezed out was Sagliano. They're going to call a penalty on that one. Wow. It looked like he had the angle on him. It was a legal play. Let's see what the infraction is. They're calling interference. And I'm going to have to disagree with the referee on that one. Sagliano had control of the puck the whole time. He was forced down by McGowan. But it doesn't matter what I think. It's 2 minutes on the board. Lafayette will go on their fifth power play. They are 0 for 4 thus far. Ball start on the faceoff, deep in the Quaker zone. So we're going to drop it once again. Faceoff to the right of Lane. Faceoff won by 10, dangerously thrown across to Chivetta. He was able to control and dump all the way down. Benincasa leads behind the ball for Ford. Chris Ford, the captain of the Lafayette Leopards, controls and comes out to the near side. Pass up ahead past Marchand, and Chivetta cuts it off. Knocked off his stick, but right over to Berman. Berman able to dump it down, only as far as Saunders. Saunders tried to dump in, but it was deflected right on goal from McKenzie. And Benincasa leaves it for Porter. Only some pressure from Berman. Pass it behind for Stagliano. 9:15 remaining in the second period. 1:20 remaining on the Lafayette power play. Musso into the zone. Tries a little drag move. He gets forced down hard by McKenzie, and it goes into the corner. Back behind the goal, trying to wrap it around with Singer, but nothing going there. In the corner was Musso. Musso on the near side. Back behind, and gets it back from Stagliano. Stagliano again back behind the goal. Tries to angle it on goal, but nothing going there as the net came off its moorings. It was forced off by Stagliano. Accidentally, so the faceoff will come outside the zone. Trying to get Lane to leave his post, but he's crazy glued to that thing, not letting anything past him. 57 seconds remaining on the Lafayette power play. 8:50 left to go in the second period. As the Quakers have a 2-1 lead over the Leopards. 1-10. And it's angled all the way down by Gramza. And Costa. Gets to shoot around for Saunders, who's forced to dump it around for Levanos. Levanos with it. Comes up the center right. On the near side into the pen zone. We move around Ganniver. Jumps it deep back behind, looking for Sagliano. Tries to stop it. Second shot covered up. And that stops play. As Sagliano tried two more times to stuff it on goal. But a nice play by Andrew Lane, stopping things with 8:21 left to go in the second period. 28 seconds remaining in the Lafayette power play. Face off to the right of Lane. Well, into the slot. And Lane covers up right away, as pinching in right away was Russ Fitzpatrick. But trickled right on goal. And Lane covered up. 26 seconds remaining now in the Leopards' power play. 8:19 to go in the second period. One back to the point. Saunders is there. He turns and dumps it deeper. Marchand under some pressure. Right behind for Saunders, who dumps it around, getting there first, though, is McKenzie. He gets squeezed off by two Leopards, and they're able to control. Marshawn comes in. He takes the shot, blocked away by Rosenfield. Off the boards and out in front, and kicked away by Lane. Around for Fennell. Fennell with some room. Coming out with some speed. Short-handed. He gains the line and dumps in, and that ends the power play. Lafayette now 0 for 5. Berman gets there first, trying to tip it out in front, but skinned away by Farrington. Farrington spun around, giving it up to Berman. Berman tries to turn. He controls, turns and fires, deflected, and gets it right back. Dumps it deep. Fennell turns and tries to shoot on goal off the leg of Saunders. McGowan is there as well. Fennell in the corner. Gets bodied off by Farrington. Farrington controls. Gives it up into the slot. Trying to shoot with Berman, but knocked off his stick by Fitzpatrick. Berman, once again, dumps it deep into the corner. Tries to get there. McGowan knocked off his stick. Porter able to grab it and clear out the center line. Where Schaffler dumps it right back in off the glass. Chasing down is Porter back behind the goal. 7 minutes remaining in the period. Dumped all the way down. And that'll go for icing. And it looked like Lafayette just needed a breather. So we've got 7 minutes exactly remaining in the second period. As the Penn Quakers carry a 2-1 lead over the Lafayette Leopards. We are live from the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania. It's off one cleanly by the Quakers. Jackson with it. Fires the shot. It's loose in front. Takes the shot. Saved by Benincasa. As Tagmeyer fired it home. Trying the shot from the point. No good there. Ramser with a nice wrist shot from the point. Lehrer with it. Off his stick. Takes it down though with O'Brien. Back to the point. Ramser with it. Ramser turns. Fires. Blocked down. He tries to keep in and does. Nice shot by O'Brien to back him up. He turns and tries to get a shot off his block. Gets it right back. Thrown out in front. Taking the shot, save, rebound, it's loose in the slot, tries the backhander and is blocked away. As Lehrer was in the slot, taking those shots, and cleared all the way down. No icing call. As back behind the goal, Kevin Graham's had for the Quakers. Long pass, deflected forward by Lehrer. But no, it's ruled that he didn't touch. So that's going to go all the way down for the icing call. 6:09 to go in the second period. Faceoff will be all the way back into. Faceoff will be deep in the Penn zone. As it's won by Penn. O'Brien with it. Moving forward 2-on-2. Gains the line and dumps in while Penn completes the change. O'Brien's going to get there first. Oh, he gets potted off by Lovano. Shifts around, connected with Musso. Alex Musso. Pass up ahead. Stagliano coming in 2-on-2. Stagliano, nice little crisscross move. Knocked off his stick, but that's Singer with it. Singer, he leaves it for Musso. Knocked off his stick, and they go the other way. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Lehrer with it, coming in 1-on-2 now. Tries to dump in, and does, as Lovano knocks it away. Cutting him off was Musso. As Penn finishes their change. Pass him ahead to Singer. Singer coming in 1-on-4. Knocked off his stick and out the center line. Singer with it once again. Kicks it as far as the half court, and then angled forward by McKenzie. Berkeley back behind his own goal for the Leopards. Under some pressure, he turns and fires it. Gets it at the line. McKenzie fires, deflected, and into the corner. Berkeley angles up ahead, kept in by Gwynn. Gwynn up ahead for McGowan. McGowan with some room into the corner. Good move around Berkeley, still control. McGowan turns, fires, save, rebound in the slot, it's loose, chipped, and a nice save by Benincasa. And he holds on as pinching forward was McKenzie. He got the shot off and couldn't lift it over the diving Matt Benincasa. So that stops play with 4:52 left to go in the second period. Faceoff will be deep in the Lafayette zone. McGowan will take the draw against Farrington. One into the slot. Backhander by Chavetta. It's blocked away. Tipped out of the air. Rosenfield tries it. But coming out with it is Lovano from the far side. Gains the line and dumps in. Getting there first is McGowan. McGowan shoots it around. Farrington off his skate and out to center right. Porter sends it right back in off the board. Free clear for Penn as Lafayette's offside. And Chavetta with it. having trouble leaving the zone as McKenzie has it up to Rosenfield. Rosenfield out to center ice. Can go all the way down. If it does, it'll be icing. Hitting it for Chiavetta. Shoot! Goes off the side of the net. Chiavetta with the speed, beating the puck down the ice and firing it just missing the goal. Rosenfield on the far side. Gets it on the line by McKenzie. Tries to jump to Pete McGowan. He gets it. It's in his skate. And he's got a 3-on-3 scrum on the far side. Immel is down, and coming out with it is Rosenfield. Chipped out in front, backhander blocked away. Another shot, it's off a skate, and it goes in! Stinger tries to kick it out of there, but it goes off in skate and in. We'll see who gets credit. Looks like it's going to be Chiavetta. And Penn extends their lead. It's now 3-1 with 3:49 left to go in the second period. We'll have to check on the scoring of that one in between periods, as it was definitely an own goal, essentially kicked in by Drew Singer. As the faceoff is won by the Quakers. Oh, almost overskating, and he does. Sacramento comes in. Sacramento takes the shot. Save, by the way. Rebound save. And controlling it is Musso. Musso. Back to the point, Berkeley turns, fires it on goal, and it goes just wide. Chasing down is Musso. Back to Singer. He gets stood up by Berman, and shooting around with Vatsek, and it connects with Caggiano. Caggiano moving forward with it. He gets bodied off, able to dump in, though. Sung Kim gets there first. He gets angled away by Lovanos. Lovanos coming out with speed. Penalty coming up against Penn. Levanoff into the zone, takes the shot, goes just wide, rebound, off the hard board. And it's touched up finally by Caggiano. As play is stopped, Caggiano will go into the box. We'll see what the call is. They get a call of slash on him, looking behind the play, as there was the Lafayette stick down. So Lafayette will go on their sixth play, their 0-5. And they trail by two with 3:07 left to go in the second period by a score of 3-1. Faceoff will be deep in the Quaker zone to the left of lane. Stagliano will take the faceoff against Berman. One back to Musso. Musso up ahead to Stagliano in the corner. Stagliano taking his time over to Musso. They switch places under some pressure. Musso with it again. Back to the point. Porter. Porter steps up. Over to Musso. Musso, wrist shot goes deflected wide. Around the near board, Saunders off his stick and cleared away by Dylan Aloise out the center ice. 1:33 left to go in the Lafayette power play. Porter comes into the zone on the far side. Drop pass for Musso. Musso spins the line as Brendan is pressuring him. Musso again over to Saunders. He leaves it for him. Across for Musso once again. Up ahead, off the stick of Porter, but cleared out to the line, kept in by Musso. Musso, moving forward with it, drops it for Porter. Porter with it, all the way across. Oh, what a save! As it was thrown across to Stagliano, fired it on goal, but coming across was Lane as it was shot behind him. A nice glove save, and he holds on. Play is stopped with 2:09 left to go in the second period. 1:02 remaining in the Lafayette power play. A golden opportunity there for Frank Stagliano. He comes in to take the faceoff against Sammy Lehrer. One back to Berkeley, then across to Lovanos. Lovanos, wrist shot blocked away by Lehrer. Gets it right back, takes the shot, kick save, rebound. Is loose in the slot, and Lehrer comes back and chips it out to center ice and down into the Lafayette zone. 45 seconds remaining on the Lafayette power play. Moving forward with it is Berkeley. Up ahead to Stagliano. Not good from him. But coming up with Lovanos, and he just jumps in. Lane, he leaves it for... Nope, he doesn't leave it. He shoots it out dangerously in front of his own goal. But he connects with Tagmeier, tries to backhand it for Lehrer. Knocked off his stick by Berkeley. Berkeley at center ice on the far side into the pen zone. Berkeley once again tries to bury his head around Gwynn. A nice defensive job there. Trying to get the shot up with Stagliano, but it's deflected away. Back behind the goal. And dumping it all the way down was Eric Dieneberg. 10 seconds remaining on the Lafayette power play. 1:13 to go in the second period. Benincasa leaves it for Singer. Power play is over. Lafayette now 0-6. Pass up ahead to Lovano. All the way across to Musso. Leaves it behind. He has to get it. Musso moving forward with it. Gets into the zone. It's forced down. Nothing called. Able to tip it forward. Chasing it down, though, is Vatek. Vatek, he gives it up at the line. Barrington tries to get a shot up. Goes back behind the goal. Shot around by McKenzie. Connected with Lehrer. It's kept in, though, by Lafayette. Trying to get a shot off with Porter. It's off his stick. McGowan moves forward. Knocked off his stick by Porter. Porter turns and fires it. He connects with Barrington. Barrington dumps in deep. 32 seconds remaining in the period. Back behind the goal is McKenzie under no pressure. Gets up ahead for Marchand, and the turns and fires. It's blocked away. And finally, it's covered up by Lane. Some indecision there. He wasn't sure whether to play it or not to match that. Matzak was right there, and there was no Lafayette player in sight. But they decided to cover things up. I think the referee's called talking to Lane, saying, you got to play that. Or we have to call you for a delay of game. And 20.2 seconds remaining in the second period. Picked up one by Lafayette. Musso with it. Musso turns. Takes a shot. Oh, it's kicked away by Lane. Nice shot by Saunders. On the far side, Stinger. Tries to sidestep Matzek, but nothing doing there. On the far side, Stinger. Tries to get out in front. Backhander. It's loose in front. And knocked away. Rosenfield angles it all the way down. And that will end the second period. As the Penn Quakers do a nice job in the period, giving up a goal at the 14-10 mark, but then roaring back with two of their own to carry a 3-1 lead into the locker room. We'll be back in just a few minutes with an out-of-town scoreboard and second period recap. You're listening to Penn Quakers Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, live from the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After two periods, it's the Penn Quakers 3 and the Lafayette Leopards 1. Going into the second period, it was a 1-0 Penn advantage, but at the 14-10 mark, Lafayette would tie things up on a goal by John Lovanos, his second of the season. Assist going to Frank Stagliano and Alex Musso. Once again, that would tie things up at the 14-10 mark. But then at the 11:26 mark, it would be Penn regaining their lead on a goal by Hal McKenzie, his second of the season. Assist going to Kevin Gramza and Ross Fennell. That would give Penn the 2-1 lead, and they would extend that advantage at the 3:49 mark as Pat McGowan would pick up his second of the game, his fourth of the season. And that would be an unassisted goal as it went off the gate of Lafayette defenseman Drew Singer. And that would give the Penn Quakers a 3-1 lead going into the third period. Shots on goal for the second period. Lafayette would come up with 12 shots, two period total of 14. Penn Quakers would have 3 shots, two period total of 8. Lafayette is 0-6 on the power play, while the Penn Quakers are 0-4, and we will have no carryover power plays or penalties. Out-of-town scoreboard, just one score to report in the ACHA at the end of one period. In Division 1, the Liberty Flames lead the Towson Tigers by a score of 5-1. Excuse me. And in the National Hockey League, in the second period, the Florida Panthers lead the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-0. While at the end of one period, St. Louis Blues over the Minnesota Wild by a score of 1-0. Coming up later tonight in the NHL, Carolina Hurricanes will visit the Colorado Avalanche. We'll remind you of our upcoming schedule. Coming up tomorrow at 1:15 will be the first game of a Class of 23 doubleheader, as we'll have the Penn Quakers as they host the New York University Violets. Once again, that's at 1:15. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Drexel Dragons taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions Division I program. Then on Sunday, we'll have the MACHA Game of the Week, as we'll be live from the stadium in Haverford, Pennsylvania, where the St. Joseph Hawks will take on the Penn State Nittany Lions Division II program. That rounds out our schedule for the weekend. A busy weekend, and that only tips the iceberg, as next week will be even busier. We'll have 5 games in 4 days, starting on Thursday night. We'll be live from the Class of 23 Arena once again, as the Drexel Dragons take on the Towson Tigers. Face-off for that game is scheduled for 9 p.m. For any updates to the schedule, just click on the schedule tab on the website, or you can check us out at facebook.com. Just search up IYM Sports Radio. Or you can check us out on Twitter. That's twitter.com/IYM Sports Radio. If at any time you'd like to contact us, have any questions, concerns, comments, or compliments, you can email us. Our email address is info@IYMSportsRadio.com. Once again, that is info@IYMSportsRadio.com. Looks like the Zamboni's just about done doing its thing, so we're going to cut away for a couple seconds. And we'll get started with the third period when we get back. You're listening to Penn Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, live from Class of 23 Arena, Philadelphia. Just about to get started here with the third period between the Penn Quakers and the Lafayette Leopards. Penn carrying a 3-1 lead into the third period. We will switch sides once again. While Lafayette will go left to right, Penn will go right to left. There are no carryover penalties or power plays. And it does not look like there'll be any change in goaltenders right now, as the referee and linesman return the goals to their moorings. And here we go, face-off at center ice. Frank Stagliano will take the face-off against Sam Leonard. Stagliano for Lafayette, Leonard for the Quakers. And it's kicked forward by, we got a penalty called right away. It's an interference. Just 3 seconds into the period, the faceoff was one forward to Singer. But it looks like it was ruled that Bill Matzek interfered with somebody out there. I don't think 3 seconds is enough time to interfere with anybody. But either way, Lafayette will go on their seventh foul play. A golden opportunity to get back in this one. They trail by 3, and they win the faceoff. Back to the point of bounce. The cross for Berkeley. Berkeley up ahead for Musso. Musso overskates the puck, has to try to control in the corner. Back behind for Stagliano. Trying to tip it out in front, looking for Singer, but it's past him. Overskating with Tagmeier, and he just turns and comes back and fires it down as the whistle blows. Not exactly sure what the infraction was, if any. It looks like puck is sticking a little bit. So I believe they're going to wait it out for a couple minutes. As a couple times that players have overskated. And Tagmeier there, that was a bit dangerous. He overskated, and the Lafayette could have came all the way down on a break. But he was able to, knowing the home rink, he was able to come back and clear all the way down. And to the best credit, they cleared it up right away. They stopped play. So both teams are taking the opportunity to talk strategy. Just 22 seconds into the period, we've got a minute 42 remaining on the Lafayette power play. It looks like the referee and the officials of this game are just going to wait it out for a couple of minutes. And it looks like the faceoff will go to center ice. Once again, 19:38 left to go in the third period. 1:42 to go in the Lafayette power play. This is their seventh power play. They're 0 for 6. And Penn leads this one by a score of 3-1. And again, there's a bit of a delay here as they're waiting for the ice to essentially take care of itself. It's a little bit of some standing water out there, and that usually slows things down. The puck usually tends to stick to that. Not exactly a fair situation if you overskate it and the other team comes in on a break because of the poor ice quality. And it's funny because at center ice, Sam Lehrer is shooting the puck around, just kind of lofting it around, and you see the puck just sticking. So it looks like the officials are going to wait this out for a couple minutes. We've reminded you of our upcoming schedule. Tomorrow at 1:15, it'll be Penn against NYU. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll have Drexel and Penn State. And on Sunday at 5:20, we'll have St. Joe's against Penn State for our MACHA Game of the Week. That should be a good matchup, two of the top teams in the MACHA. And coming up next weekend, we're going to have a very busy schedule with Drexel, Penn, Stony Brook, and the MACHA Game of the Week. We're going to have five games in 4 days, starting on Thursday. As we are just about ready to go out center ice, faceoff is won by Lafayette, controlling his Musso into the zone. He gets tangled off by McKenzie, but he's able to jump in. Stagliano back behind the goal. He gets bodied off hard by McKenzie. They're back in the line, not out. Shot from the point by Lovano, who's deflected in front to the corner. Back to the point once again, Lovano. He's got room. Lovano all the way across. Next to Percy. Take the shot. Save. Rebound. Loose in the slot. And cleared to the corner by Lehrer. Lovano a point. Angles it up ahead. It's intercepted temporarily by McKenzie, but even to dump it deep to Stinger. Back behind the goal, Stagliano in the corner. Behind to Stinger. Over to Musso on the near side, back to the point, Lovano. Across to Berkley. Berkley comes in, takes a shot. Wrist shot goes just wide. Back to the point, Lovano. Step ahead to Musso. Musso in the corner. 40 seconds remaining on the power play. Very deliberate man advantage. Tried to throw it across, but deflected by Tagmeyer. He's forced to dump in deep. Singer on the near board. Leaves it for Musso. Into the corner, Stagliano. 25 seconds remaining on the power play. Clears it back to the point, but it's deflected off Lovano. He has to clear. And coming right back in is Stagliano. Stagliano in the corner, blows a couple slash, throws out in front, goes through to Lovano. Lovano turns and fires, scores! John Lovano from the faceoff circle fires it past Andrew Lane. It may have been deflected on the way in by McKenzie as it essentially went over his shoulder. So the power play goal by Lovano is second of the game, his third of the season. And that brings Lafayette back. They now trail by a score of 3-2 with 18:04 left to go in the third period. Lafayette now 1-7 on the man advantage, and they control their own zone. They chip out the center ice up Dan O'Brien with the score to play because he overskates. But he gets it right back after he gets back and tried to nutmeg him. And he's hit all the way around the dashboard in front. Loose in the slot, trying to get the shot off was Kim. But he missed. Thrown out in front once again. Berman, he overskates. And it's dumped into the corner by Singer. Given away at Berman once again. Tries to get to Caggiano, but he's held up. Caggiano with a hard hit over there. And Porter able to control. Back to the point. Kept in. Shot on goal. Goes just wide off the stick of O'Brien. Back behind the goal. Shot around, kept in by Berman. Berman dumps in deep. Under some pressure, knocked away from him by Porter. Porter tries to kick it ahead. O'Brien tries to keep in. But a nice job by Fitzpatrick across for Saunders, and he tipped out the center right. Kim up ahead to Caggiano. Knocked off his stick, and that's Tiennaber now. Plus for O'Brien. Gains the line and dumps into the far corner. Facing down is Saunders. Saunders shoots around off the side. Man, dangerous play as Porter helps it around. Kept in by Ramza. Gets it right back. Ramza puts up in the slot. And a possible break. Here comes Caggiano on a breakaway. Gets hauled down and scores! Going down. Getting knocked down. Looks like it was going to be a penalty shot, but it doesn't happen that way. Caggiano able to shovel it past Lane. His eighth goal of the season. And we are all tied up at three with 16:35 to go in regulation. A wonderful comeback by the Lafayette Leopards. Goals by Lovanos and Stagliano tie this one up, and Lafayette controls once again. Lovanos off his stick. Coming forward is Rosenthal into the zone. Rosenthal trying to tip it out in front, but it's deflected away by Stagliano. Lovanos in the corner. Moving forward, he overskates. Chivetta tries to tip it out in front. Rosenthal has to get it back behind the goal. Throw it out in front, it's deflected away and out to center ice. Ramza comes it right back in. Free clear for Lafayette. Ben touches up, but it's cleared out to center right. Onto the stick of Musso. Coming to help out of Farrington. He gets checked hard by McGowan. And Chivetta able to pass back to Sappler. Up ahead to Rosenthal. Knocked off his stick. Controlling. Oh, nice play by Chivetta to grab it. Chivetta throws it through the crease. Nobody was there. It was essentially a dump in. As Lafayette control. Berkeley. Up ahead for Marshawn. Marshawn on the far side gains the line. Tries to dump in. He gets cut off, but it's intercepted. Farrington turns, fires, deflected, and into the corner. Sappler with it. He gives it up to Farrington. Farrington comes up with it, shoots, and it's blocked away as he got double teamed and knocked down. Sappler tries to tip it ahead for Rosenthal. Give it up to Marshawn. Marshawn tries to pass it himself. And a little pushing and shoving there, but Rosenthal able to move forward. Up ahead for McGowan. Off the stick. Marshawn, he tries the shot, it's deflected. Right now, it's all Lafayette as Ramza has it. He gets spun around. Coming in to help out is Sappler. Marshawn back behind the goal. But here comes Ben with it. Ramza, nice head ahead for Chivetta. Coming in 2-on-2. Gains the line and dumps in. Rosenthal chasing down for 10, but it goes all the way around for Saunders. Saunders gets up ahead, connects with Marshawn. Marshawn across for Immel. Immel gains the line and dumps in. Fennel. Saunders comes and knocks it away from him. Over the second down. Throw it out in front, and the covering up was Lane. He had to hold the post and hold on. Stopping play with 14:40 left to go in the third period. We are tied at three after two quick goals by the Leopards, one by Lovanos and the other by Stagliano. Faceoff won by Lafayette. Musso. He gets spun around, still with the control. Nope, now it's Fennel. Knocked off his stick. Stagliano, he put the singer, tried the backhander, but coming out to knock it away was Lane. And here comes the Quakers. Lehrer on the near side with Pete. Gains the line and dumps in off the board. Angled in front, and it's knocked away by Benincasa. Kept in. Shot on goal from the point. It's loose. And covered up by Benincasa as it was loose at the point. McKenzie just turned and fired it. This is when goaltender was paying much attention. But Benincasa found it and covered it up as Fennel was in the crease looking to jam it home. 8 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in the third period. And they're tied at three. McGowan will take the faceoff for the Quakers against Stagliano. One back is Lovano. Spin move around and by Rosenthal. Rosenthal tries to take it forward. Nice play. Stagliano. Pick up Lovano. Coming in 3-on-2. Lovano on the near side. Lovano stops. Over to Musso into the slot. Shot goes just wide. O'Brien with it. He has trouble controlling. Back behind the goal. Angles up ahead. Connects with Chivetta. Chris Chivetta with it. Chip out the center. Right. Oh, it's intercepted. Stagliano with it. Stagliano. Trying to get in front of Singer. It's loose and covering up was Lane. I think it just dove out to cover it up. His pass was a little too close to him. And he was able to reach out and cover things up. 13:43 remaining in this third period. tied at 3 between the Penn Quakers and the Lafayette Leopards. Face off to the right of Andrew Lane. Looks like it'll be Mike Farrington take the face off against Pat McGowan. McGowan wins it into the corner. Getting the first is Gramsa. Keeps around for Rosenfield. Tries to tip out the center line. So it's kept in the line. Kept early by Porter. But right out the center line. She's tries to get it further. But it's knocked out the center line by Saunders. Comes right back in by Sapler. But Porter is there for the Leopards. Porter on the far side. Pass up ahead. He just lays it down all the way down. And it's going to go on goal, so no icing call. As Lane leaves it for Kenny Sapler. Escapes back behind his own goal. A very deliberate clear as he's got some room. 13:05 is to go in the third period. Pass up ahead. Connects with Chiveta. Chiveta over to Rosenfield. Gains the line and dumps it on the near side. He's going to chase it down. Getting that first with Saunders. Saunders gets spun around, but able to tip it up ahead, connecting with Porter. Porter tries to clear out, and he does. He'll go all the way down. No icing called. And it's not going to quite have the legs to make it over the goal line. Sapler with it. Sapler makes a couple moves. He drops it to Gramsa. Gramsa waits. Tries to angle up ahead for Rosenfield. Clutching that was Berman, but he's intercepted. Bruce Singer for the Leopards. Intercepted by Berman. And over to Lehrer. Lehrer got room. Fires. Saved by Benincasa. And he holds on. And if he had some room, it could have been a 2-on-1. He'd use Rosenfield as a decoy and just tried to fire it home. But it went right into the padding of Matt Benincasa. The stop play with 12:24 left to go in the third period. We are tied at 3 here at the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia. Lehrer will take the face off against Tagliano. Lehrer is politely asked to leave, and Berman will come in and take the face off for the Quakers, and he'll just move it forward. Levanos with it for the Leopards. He shoots around, but Tagmeyer gets there first. Tagmeyer dumps it back behind the goal. Tagliano gets there first. He throws a hard hit, kept it at the line by Gwynn, but it's intercepted by Tagliano. 3-on-2. Tagliano on the far side. Tagliano turns, fires, and it goes just wide. And it's kept in the line by Levanos. Up ahead for Ramuso, but knocks off his stick. And it's kept in, intercepted by Musso. Musso comes in, shoots. Oh, it goes just wide. Singer has it, and he has to angle it back to the point. Levanos shoots it up ahead, into the slot, shot, save, rebound is just wide. In front, it's kick on goal, and Lane covers up in frustration. As he made the nice save, it was deflected in front to Singer, who couldn't control, but it was kicked out in front by his own player, Hal McKenzie. And it's covered up by Lane, stopping play with 11:43 left to go in the third period. Face-off to the left of Lane. Farrington take the face-off against McGowan. One to the slot, back to the point quarter. He dumps it in deep. Around Farrington. O'Brien tries to knock it behind and does. Canterbury, give it up in front, slot, save, rebound, and it's covered up as it's thrown out in front to Fitzpatrick. Didn't get much on it as Rosenfield and McGowan slid at him. So he just took a weak shot on goal and an easy save by Lane, and he covers up, stopping play with 11:31 left to go in the third. And faceoff is won back to the point quarter. Drives, knocked down hard by McGowan, and a 2-on-1 for the Quakers. Rosenfield coming in. Rosenfield across for the panel, but it's half him. And it's kicked out to center ice as the hitting picks up. McGowan looks like he's going to go to the box. As Fennel can't believe it, he was ridden into the board. And let's see what the penalty's going to be. Let's see what gets called. We're waiting for the referee to make a decision. Once again, it is hard to tell who is going into the box and who's not. We've got 11:17 left to go in regulation. We're tied at 3, and it's 2 minutes on either side. It'll be Ross Fennel going to the box for the Quakers, and Jonathan Marshine will go into the box for the Leopards. So we'll play 4-on-4 with those coincidental minors. So lots of room out there. As faceoff looks like it's going to come. It's going to go deep inside. All right, we got a bit of confusion here. Fennell is in the box, but also in the box is Sam Ryber. I believe they added a 10-minute misconduct for Fennell because she was livid after that call against him. But either way, it's now 4-on-4 for the next minute 57, and we got coming to 2-on-1. 2-on-2 now is Lafayette. Coming in is Levanoff. Knocked off his stick. He gets it right back. Knocked away, and it's cleared out to the line and not able to keep in with Berkeley. Berkeley knocked off his stick. He gets spun around by McGowan, and here comes Gramsel with it. Gramsel gains the line and dumps in. Levanoff will get there first on the far side. He gets checked. He's kept it at the line. Drive from the point. Club down and knocked away. It's Lever with it. Sees it for himself, throws it out in front, tries to bat it in front. It's loose in the slot, almost getting it home with McGowan, but he couldn't get a good shot off. McGowan keeps it at the line. Temporarily, clock with 2-on-1 for Lafayette. Stagliano coming in, getting knocked out in the process by Sackler. Let's see what gets called. It's going to be a trip against Sackler. As he dove, he left his stick out there, and it looked like Stagliano just tripped over it. But they're calling the tripping call there, so we're going to have a 4-on-3 power play for the next minute 9. So Lafayette will go on the power play. Their 8th opportunity. And it looks like Lafayette has taken their time out. So we'll set the scene for you. It'll be a 4-on-3 power play for the next minute 9. Then we'll go back to the traditional 5-on-4. Lafayette going on their 8th man advantage. They scored on their last one. They are 1-for-7. And they have roared back in this period. They were down 3-1 to start it, but now with 10:26 left in the third period, we are tied at 3. And the Leopards have a nice opportunity to gain the lead for the first time today. As both teams discuss at their benches. As Sammy Lehrer looks for an explanation. And he's going to have to live with whatever explanation the referee gave. As the faceoff will be deep in the Penn Quakers zone. It'll be to the right of Andrew Lane. Coming in to take the faceoff is Bruce Singer against Sam Lehrer. Faceoff 1 and cleared down by McKenzie. 104 left to go on the 4-on-3 before it becomes the 5-on-4. Lafayette on the power play. Porter back behind his own goal. Comes out the far side with control. Gains the line and gains his own and jumps in deep. Chasing down is Gwynn back behind the goal. B protects the puck into the corner. Chases down. Gets held off by Porter. Both Porter and Singer are digging at his legs. Nice job by Gwynn moving the puck in between his legs. He's pinching it in there. Keeping things moving. Killing the clock. A great job by Gwynn. And they're keeping things moving. Referee doesn't even seem to be asking him to move the puck around. He's doing a great job holding it in there. Coming in to help out now is Farrington. And finally clearing out to the line. Oh, unable to keep in with Saunders. A nice job by Steven Gwynn. He killed a good 30 seconds. And he's dumped in by Saunders. Gwynn back behind the goal. Turns and fires back down on the slot by Saunders. Has to chase down. Saunders over to Musso. Back to Levano. Turns and fires. Save. Rebound. Covered up by Lane. As on the doorstep was Singer. He got knocked down by Gwynn, but most importantly, Lane covered up the rebound, stopping play with 9:14 left to go in the third period. We're at a 5-on-4 man advantage now for the Leopards for the next 49 seconds. Face off to the left of Lane. Bit of a late change by the Leopards. They're letting that go, it seems. Stagliano will take the face off against McGowan. One back. Musso Has to control the bounce and puck. Spin move. Knocked off the stick, but back to the point. Berkeley fires and blocked away as he kind of fanned on it. McGowan with a nice job blocking. Dumped into the corner. That's Stagliano. Stagliano with it. Got room. Back to the point, Berkeley. Berkeley across for Lovanos. Lovanos turns, fires, kick save, rebound, loose in the slot. Trying to get the shot off was Stagliano, but completely clears out the center ice. Berkeley with it across to Lovanos, gains the line, and jumps in. Chasing down is Singer. He lets it go for Stagliano. Stagliano turns and fires. It hops up in the air, patted away by Tienever, as it looked like it may have been rolling in on goal. Back to the point. Nice move by Berkeley into the slot. Singer, he gets knocked off his stick. Bergman chases it down. Died! Couldn't keep it. Berkeley does keep in. Power play is over. Back behind the goal. Up ahead for Rosenfield. Rosenfield gains the line and jumps in. A nice kill by the Quakers as the Leopards are now 1-for-8. Most importantly, we're tied at 3 with 8 minutes remaining in the third. Give it up to Rosenfield. Back to the point, Gwynn. Gwynn across the ladder. Knocked away from him by Stagliano. Stagliano with speed. Stagliano coming down too. Over the line. Stagliano tries to drop it and does for Singer. Takes the shot. Hey, rebound score! Drew Singer came in and took the shot. It was off the arm of the goaltender Lane. Popped up in the air and ended up behind him for the goal. So Lafayette has roared back. They were trailing 3-1. They now lead 4-3. With 7:55 remaining in the third period. That was Drew Singer's third of the season. And just when you thought that Penn was going to stave off his onslaught, Lafayette knocked one home to take the lead with now 7:45 remaining in the third period. Tagmeyer in his own zone. Long pass, tries to connect with Lehrer. Hops over his stick. That's Steven Saunders with it. On this fourth back guard around for Porter. Gets it back. He gets hit by Lehrer, but able to pass up ahead to Marchand. Marchand chips out the center right. Going to go all the way down. Not quite. But coming up with speed now is Farrington. Farrington tries to drop it. He gets it right back. Farrington with it. Penn's getting a little lazy with the puck now. And this shot around by McKenzie over to Tagmeyer, but he gets hit by Marchand. 2-on-2 scrum in the near corner. Tagmeyer tries to squeeze out with it. Ends up going back behind the goal. McKenzie gets there first. There's out the center ice. He's looking for an outlet pass from McKenzie. But didn't quite have the right angle, so it goes out to the Leopard zone. Lafayette with it. Give it up. Rosenfield coming in. Rosenfield on the back. It goes to the forehand. Gets hooked. And Steele gets called. It goes into the slot. McKenzie turns. Fires. Save. Rebound is a save. And goes to the corner. Rosenfield again. Delayed penalty coming up against Lafayette. Back behind the goal. Chimetta. Should have closed out in front. But it's touched up by Lafayette, and that stops play. It's going to be a slash against the Leopards. So Penn will go on their fifth power play. They find themselves trailing 4-3 with 6:48 remaining in the third period. And here's their opportunity to tie this one up once again. Excuse me. Going into the box, let's see who goes in. It's going to be Singer, I believe. Yep, Drew Singer in the box. So faceoff will be deep in the Lafayette zone to the right of Benincasa. McGowan will take the faceoff. It's loose, one back to the point by O'Brien. Tannenberg jumps into the corner. Around for O'Brien. He leaves it. In the first with Berkeley, though. He chips it forward. Tannenberg pitches in. Into the corner, goes past McGowan, and Berkeley has it, guides it to the point. Kept in by Tannenberg. Angle up ahead for O'Brien. He's got some room. O'Brien on the near side. Throw it across. He was looking. Back to the point. Shot goes just wide. This is deflected back to the point. Taking the shot was Gramza. Back to the point. Nobody was there. And it goes all the way down. Gramza has to chase down. 1:30 remaining on the Penn power play. Pass up ahead for O'Brien. He puts over to the Ennerberg. Team the Lions jumps around the dashboard. Lehrer on the near side. Over skates. Pass spins to control. Knocked off his stick. And coming up with it is Musso. Musso coming in 1-on-3. He just dumped it, throwed it right onto the Penn bench, not wearing a mask, was Ross Berkowitz. Looks like he's okay down there, though. And back of goaltender had to make a save there. Faceoff will be at center ice. Nope, it'll be just outside of the Lafayette zone on the near side. 5:50 remaining in regulation, 1:12 remaining in the Penn power play. Moved forward by McGowan. was kicked right back out by the Quakers. And it looked like it was touched by a high stick. A quarter. It looked like it went off the high stick of Steven Saunders. And he raced over to touch it, not realizing it was a delayed high stick. The face will be deep in the Lafayette zone to the left of Benincasa. Faceoff is down and one back to the point. McKenzie. McKenzie turns and fires and it goes just wide. Porter is there. Off his stick, but coming up with it, trying to clear down. Kept in at the line. O'Brien turns fire on the side of the net. McGowan throw down in front, goes all the way through and back to center line. Quinn with it. 48 seconds remaining in the power play. Tipped into the zone by McKenzie. 5:20 left to go in the third period. Porter will get there first. Porter shoots it around the boards. He'll connect with Saunders. Saunders with some room. Able to get out the center ice, and he'll dump all the way down. 33 seconds remaining in the Penn power play. Lane leaves it behind for McKenzie. 5:05 remaining in regulation. Penn trails by one. McGowan up ahead. Connects with O'Brien into the zone. O'Brien throws all the way across. The glare back into the high and out of play. The puck looked like it went up on edge as he tried to roof it instead of hitting the top of the net. He hit the protective netting, and that's out of play. 18 seconds remaining in the Penn power play. 4:55 remaining in the third period. Faceoff just outside of the Lafayette zone. Lehrer will take the faceoff against Stagliano. Stagliano has a couple of loose pieces of cake. The linesman decided to take care of now. Faceoff won by Lafayette. Get back into the point for Lavanos. Lavanos angles it down off a body, but gets it right back and skies out the center right. Knocked down by Sapler. But he was knocked down by the hand, and hand passed over to Rosenfield. The play is stopped. 4 minutes, 44 seconds remaining in the third. 6 seconds remaining in the Penn power play. A very exciting MACHA matchup. The faceoff will go all the way back into the Penn zone. Move forward by Stagliano. Stagliano gets that written off by Sapler. Knocked down by Sapler. Coming in to help out is Lehrer. Back to Sapler. And then around for Rosenfield. He's got some room. Rosenfield on the near side. Kicked up ahead. Connects with Lehrer into the zone. Lehrer takes the shot. Holds up. Nice pass for Rosenfield. He kicks into the corner. Rosenfield gets that first. Gets spun around by Stagliano. Stagliano kicks it forward. Up ahead for Lavanos. And then out to Stinger. Stinger over to Musso. 2-on-1. Musso is in. Musso, kick the shot, kick save. Sapler coming out the other way. Long pass, trying to connect with Rosenfield, intercepted by Stagliano, and he dumps in. 4:04 remaining in regulation. And now 0-5 on the power play. Long home run pass looking for McGowan. Intercepted by Stagliano. He jumps right back in. Sapler with it. Over to Rosenfield. Has trouble controlling. Tip up ahead for McGowan, who tips into the zone. Stagliano will get there first and with room on the far side. Stagliano angled up ahead all the way down. It's going to be icing against Lafayette. 3:38 left to go in the third period. Lafayette leads 4-3 over the Penn Quakers. And I must say that even though Lafayette has a short bench out there, they look to have the fresher legs, as they are winning all the races to lose pucks, and they win the faceoff. That's up ahead to Fitzpatrick. Gains the line and jumps in right on goal. Skied away off the stick of Caggiano. Tries to control. He overskates, but McGowan comes back to help out. McGowan makes a couple moves. Knocked away from him by Farrington, who jumps in. Right back out is Rosenfield. Direction at Berman in the zone. Berman turns, fires, and goes just wide. McGowan in the corner. McGowan thrown out in front. It's deflected away. Berman with it. Chases down the corner. He gets hit by Berkeley. Tries to kick it forward for Caggiano. Berman with it. Berman back behind the goal. Berman knocked off his stick into the slot. It's cleared all the way down by Stagliano. And it's going to go for icing as it was cleared all the way down by Farrington, rather. 2:57 remaining in the third period. Lafayette leads 4-3. In ACHA Division 2, we go to overtime. I believe it's a 4-on-4 overtime. And there is no shootout, so it'll end in a tie if nobody scores. And we've got a timeout being called. Timeout being called by the Penn Quakers as they look to set something up. Once again, 2:57 left to go in the third period. Lafayette leads 4-3. They were trailing 3-1 the end of the period. But on the strength of goals by Singer, Stagliano, and Lovanos in this period, they have taken a 4-3 lead. Coming up at the end of this one, we'll have a third period and maybe an overtime recap and an out-of-town scoreboard. But that's in 2 minutes and 57 seconds of regulation time. Shots on goal on the board. Lafayette so far in the game is 21. Penn with only 10. As they only have 2 in the period. As once again, I am definitely impressed with Lafayette's performance tonight. With only, as I count real quick, only 6 regular players on the bench. Essentially, they're rolling 2 lines plus a player. And they're not only in this one, they are leading this one late. Faceoffs deep in the Lafayette zone to the left of Benning Castle. One into the slot, but Lafayette gets there first. Moving forward with Fitzpatrick. Up ahead for Singer. Singer gains the line and dumps in. Lane leaves it for McKenzie. McKenzie turns. Back behind the goal, looking for Pienaber. He has to chase down. Eric Pienaber on the far side. Under some pressure. Intercepted by Stagliano. Hops up into the Lafayette bench. Stopping play with 2:40 left to go in regulation. Faceoff will be at center ice. It'll be McGowan to take the faceoff. Let's see who he takes on. It'll be Stagliano. Faceoff won by Lafayette. Back to Porter. Porter knocked off his stick. O'Brien. O'Brien gains the line, tries to dump in further. Gets it right back. It didn't skate. McKenzie tries to move it. He turns and fires it. Gets blocked down in front by Saunders. Porter tries to clear out and does. It'll go down into the Penn zone. McKenzie has to chase down. McKenzie with it. 2:20 left to go in the period. McKenzie has trouble controlling. He just doubles back and controls once again. Pass him ahead. Looking for Lehrer, who came off the boards early. So it goes all the way down for an icing call. A bad decision there by the Penn Quakers. Some bad communication. So the faceoff will go all the way into the Quakers zone. 2:11 left to go in regulation, and Penn trails by 1. McCowan will take the faceoff against Stagliano. Stagliano tries to move it forward. It goes over the back and takes the shot, and covering up his lane, as it was essentially backhanded right into his pad. Didn't have much of an angle, but that killed a few more seconds. That's Lafayette's only goal right now, is to kill the last 2:07 and come out with the win. Face off deep in the Quaker zone. It's down and finally controlled by Tagmeier. Tagmeier against the boards under some pressure. Passes back to Gwynn and across for Granza and then to Rosenfield. Gains the line and hops up into the air off the skate of Saunders and out of play. The faceoff will be at center ice. 1:57 left to go in the third period. Lafayette 4, Pennsylvania 3. Let's see who takes the faceoff. It'll be Berman against Stagliano. Stagliano wins it back to Porter. Porter has trouble controlling it. It's intercepted at the line. Gets it right back. Give it away to Berman. Berman controls at the line. Tagmeier. Tagmeier with it. Gets some room. Up ahead to Rosenfield. He has control. Rosenfield in the zone. Rosenfield goes wide into the corner. Going out in front. It's loose and it goes all the way through. Pinching in his Sapler and it goes up and out of play. Actually pitching in there was Granza. But either way, it goes out of play deep in the zone. Let's see where the faceoff ends up. It looks like it's going to be deep in the leopard zone. 1:38 left to go in regulation. We'll keep an eye on the Penn netminder to see when he comes out. Lehrer going to take the faceoff against Stagliano. One back to McGowan. Turns and fires. He fans on it. Turns again. Saved by Benincasa. What a save. It's loose in the corner. O'Brien with it now. Trying to keep it back to the point. Gets it right back. O'Brien makes a move. O'Brien tries to get to the slide. It goes. He's there. Takes the shot. Oh, what a save. And it may have gone off the post. A nice hit up in the corner. And here comes Lafayette out with it. It's kept in. Lehrer with it. Oh. It goes in offside. Lehrer was looking for the lineman to make the call. He didn't. And Lehrer assumes that it was off, that it was onside. He touches it. Whistle. Unbelievable. Lehrer just even looked. It was obvious he was looking for some help from the linesman. Linesman wouldn't give it to him. So we've got 1:11 left to go in the third period. Faceoff just outside the zone. Chipping it forward is McKenzie. Gets as far as Berkeley. 1:02 remaining. Out to center ice. Sandberg dumps it right back in. Lane still in his goal. Here he comes. Shot around for Singer. Singer pins it against the board, pitching against Sandberg. Penn able to keep in. It's batted forward. And it's chipped out to center ice. It looked like it was thrown forward by Lafayette. But nothing there. 40 seconds remaining in regulation. Long pass of a hit for McGowan. McGowan chips it into the penalty box, and that stops play. 36.1. Once again, 36.1 seconds remaining in the third period. Faceoff will be at center ice, I believe. They're discussing where the faceoff location should be. It's going to be at center ice. It looks like Penn is going to keep their goaltender out. So it's a 6-on-5 advantage, but the goaltender's pulled. Faceoff won by Penn. Over to Chiavetta. Chiavetta gains the line and dumps in. 32 seconds remaining. Chasing in his Tagmeyer and McGowan. Around the Singer, but it kept in at the line. Sapler, back to the point. Fires on goal, and it goes just wide. Back behind the goal. Lehrer tries to throw it out in front. Loose, it goes through the crease. Turning and firing it. In front, it's loose again. Back behind the goal. A trip on the far side. 12 seconds remaining. Back to the point, Sapler. Sapler turns, fires, and it's saved. Rebound is in the corner. Trying to get it back to the slot. Lehrer couldn't do it. Thrown out in front of the Tagmeyer. Unable to control. It's shot all the way down and in. And as the buzzer goes, the puck goes in. Not sure if that last goal is going to count. But either way, Lafayette comes away with a dramatic come-from-behind victory. They win this one 4-3 after trailing going into the third period by a score of 3-1. A wonderfully played game by a shorthanded Lafayette Leopard squad. We'll be back to talk about it in just a few minutes. Once again, final score, Lafayette 4, Penn 3. You're listening to Penn Hockey on IYMSportsRadio.com.
Cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
You see my picture.
I'm the Pennsylvania Quakers here in the NACHA. A stunning comeback by the Leopards as going into the third period, they were trailing by a score of 3-1, but then they just roared back 3 goals in the third period to take the victory. First goal was pretty early on at the 18:04 mark. It was John Lovanos, his second of the game. It was an unassisted goal scored on the power play. Once again, his second of the game, his third of the season, and that made it a 3-2 scoreline. And then at 16:35 mark, Lafayette would tie it up on a goal by Alex Immel, his first of the season, with the assist going to Drew Singer. And then at the 7:33 mark, it would be Drew Singer, his second goal of the season, with the assist going to Frank Stagliano and Alex Musso. And that would round out the scoring, as Lafayette would come away with the 4-3 victory. Shots on goal for the third period. Lafayette had 8 shots on goal for a game total of 22. Penn would have 4 shots on goal for a game total of 12. Lafayette would be 1-for-8 on the final play. Penn would go 0-for-5. 3 stars of the game. We'll go through that real quick. Our third star from Lafayette with a goal and an assist is Drew Singer from the Leopards. Second star from the Penn Quakers, number 8, Pat McGowan, with 2 goals. And the first star of the game from Lafayette is John Lavanos. He also scored 2 goals in the winning effort. So, third star is Drew Singer from Lafayette. Second star is Pat McGowan from the Quakers. And the first star is John Lavanos from Lafayette. With the win, Lafayette improves to 3-4-1, while Penn drops to 2-4-1. So that will pretty much put a bow on this one, so we'll leave you by saying this has been IYM Sports Radio's presentation of Penn Quakers Hockey. Be sure to join us tomorrow afternoon for our next broadcast, as the Penn Quakers will host the NYU Violet. Face-off is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. Once again, our final score tonight from the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia, the Lafayette Leopards 4, the Penn Quakers 3. My name is Tom Wilms, saying good night, everybody. See you tomorrow from the Class of 23 Arena in Philadelphia. You have been listening to IYM Sports Radio's presentation of Penn Quakers Hockey.